A few hundred union members, including laborers, iron workers, operating engineers, carpenters, and pipe fitters, rallied at the state capitol in hopes of getting the Senate to pass a business-backed mining bill. Terry McGowan is president of the Operating Engineers Local 139, which represents 9,000 people who operate bulldozers, cranes, and other heavy equipment. McGowan, who also endorsed Scott Walker during the 2010 governor's race, says having a big mine in Ashland and Iron counties would help reduce double-digit unemployment for construction workers.
We've got members that have been losing their homes for 4 years. We've got families that are torn apart because of the economic hard times. You know, we want to put a stop to this.
A lot of the spotlight in the state Senate has been on Richland Center Republican Dale Schultz, who has been promoting a mining bill that would keep more environmental protections than would other measures being debated. McGowan says he has union members who are well acquainted with Senator Schultz.
He is informing himself that I have a member living on both sides of his farm.
But Amber Meyer Smith of Clean Wisconsin says mining companies haven't always kept their promises with labor unions. She says the unions are focused on the wrong bill at the state capitol.
Meanwhile, there are real jobs that Wisconsin is losing with another vote that they're taking to basically close the door on wind energy in Wisconsin. Those are jobs that we have and could create now.
No word on when the Senate might take a vote on the mining legislation. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.